Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden authorizing Ukraine to use long-range missiles and to strike Russia in Russian territory for the very first time. It's a major shift in policy for the White House and comes as 10,000 North Korean troops arrive to fight alongside the Russians. Questions still growing over President-elect Donald Trump's choice for Defense Secretary, Fox News host Pete Hegseth.
His attorney confirming Hegseth paid a woman who accused him of sexual assault in 2017 as part of a settlement agreement, though claiming the encounter was consensual. Trump was made aware of the incident shortly after he named Hegseth to the position and is standing by him. His team saying that Hegseth has vigorously denied any and all accusations and no charges were filed.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Brazil is preparing to host a Group of 20 summit and comes amid two major wars in the recent election of Donald Trump. Spirit Airlines has now filed for bankruptcy. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. With the gun deer hunting season getting underway this week, officials from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources are encouraging hunters to participate in their deer donation program. The program has been helping to stock food pantries across the state ahead of the holiday season for over 20 years, and hunters have donated over 94,000 deer since its inception. To donate a deer, hunters must field dress it, register it, and test it for chronic wasting disease, and contact their local processor to ensure they have space. Wisconsin farmers may be able to get a slow-moving vehicle sign for their farm equipment for free. The Marshfield Clinic Research Institute's National Farm Medicine Center and AgriBility of Wisconsin are offering the free signs in the hopes that they'll help farmers avoid accidents when using equipment like tractors on the roads. Any farmers interested in obtaining the free signs should contact AgriBility. The signs must be mounted in the center of the back of the vehicle and be clean enough to ensure other drivers can clearly see them. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation held a ribbon-cutting ceremony in Washburn County on Friday to mark the reopening of Highway 13. The road has been undergoing significant construction work over the past few months, including the installation of new pipes, utilities, and asphalt. The highway is a crucial transportation corridor for local businesses, which have struggled with fewer sales during the construction period. A second phase of construction on the highway is planned for the spring of 2027. Construction is officially underway on an expansion project for the paper company Sofidel in Duluth. Officials say the massive expansion project will cost around $200 million and should be completed in 2026. The project will be completed in two phases, and when complete, will provide the company with an automated warehouse to cut down on shipping costs. Officials also say the expansion will create an additional 160 jobs for the region. Construction on the expansion project has been underway for about 2 weeks. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Houston Rockets. Head coach Doc Rivers fined $25,000 by the NBA for complaining about the refs after Saturday night's loss to the Hornets. Giannis Antetokounmpo has to comment.
This is my 12th year. Rule number one, don't give away your money. And rule number two, don't forget rule number one.
NFL, the Packers with a 20-19 win over the Bears in Chicago, thanks to a block kick by Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks. It's the first time in 85 years the Packers have won a game with a block kick. Jordan Love.
A lot of emotions, obviously, final play of the game. They're going to kick a field goal. We know what we need to do. You know, we need to go out there and get a block, and man, that was a huge play.
College football, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell has fired his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, after losing 16-13 to Oregon.
The games that have come down to the fourth quarter, the games that have come down to the most critical times, the deep, deep waters, we still have yet to get over the hump and find a way to pull it out.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with rain developing later today, and there could be some heavy rain with a half inch to an inch of rain possible late today, tonight, into early tomorrow. Our high today, 53, will drop into the mid-40s tonight. Rain ending, windy tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else. Right?
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison filmmaker and musician James Runde. And Civic Media host Earl Ingram joins the show to talk about his favorite film noirs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK. Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Good morning and welcome to the Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can follow us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, man. What about that Packer game yesterday?
Yeah, it was a thriller. Not much to say else other than that. I heard in the sports report that first time Packers have ever won a game on a blocked field goal.
Hey Calvin, a Bears-Packer game, a thriller?
Yeah, what else is new?
All right. Now, listen, got a great show lined up for you this morning. Just want to mention that we've got a new segment that we're going to be adding on a daily basis. That's going to be the Politrickster of the day. You know, well, the great thing about my first guest is neither one of them are Politricksters. And so I want to welcome to the studio Dr. Thomas Beege and Nurse Morgan Miller of Frederick Hospital. Good morning to the both of you. How are you?
Good morning,
Earl. Good morning. Go ahead.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit this morning about a special program that Freighter is offering in conjunction with the Silver Spring Neighborhood Center. It's the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin, and it's also sponsored by the Milwaukee Bucks. So let's talk. I mean, a lot of things to talk about, but, Doctor, I want to begin with you. I've got so many friends. And, you know, I mean, I'm a few days older than dirt. And so I've noticed so many friends whose kidneys are failing them. Is this happening more now than it has in the past, and why?
Well, good morning, Earl. Good morning, Calvin. Thanks for having us on. We really appreciate the platform and your time. Roughly in the United States, about 37 million people have chronic kidney disease. And really the interesting thing or unfortunate thing is that 9 out of 10 folks that have kidney disease don't know that they have kidney disease, right? So it's unrecognized. And symptoms are very late in kidney disease when you're actually nearing dialysis. So many times I hear, unfortunately, where, oh, I had to get life insurance. So they didn't examine. I found out my kidney function was not that great. Or I went to the primary care provider for the first time in a long time, and I found out my kidney function was great. People are living longer these days, you know, and there's also the classification for kidney disease, so it's easy, more awareness, more recognition. So, but again, think about that number. 9 out of 10 folks do not know that they have kidney disease, and many of them, when they're almost near dialysis, don't find out till they show up in the emergency room actually starting dialysis. So I think it's a big awareness issue, and now that we're more aware of it, people are recognizing it more.
So I'm 70 years old and I've never had kidney screening. So, you know, it's not something that, you know, is talked about a lot, and it's not something that's offered verbatim. Your doctors don't say, hey, Earl, go and have a kidney screening. Why? Why? I mean, why is it so silent? Why is it so quiet? Why is it not something that we hear constantly?
So usually when you go to your primary care provider, they check a set of labs. Part of the labs checks your kidney function, namely what we call the creatinine or something called the GFR or the percentage of your kidney function per se. So many times if it's normal, and that's how the lab comes back, if it's above 60%, let's say, you might not be told, oh, I have even mild kidney disease. But early stage one kidney disease is actually a kidney function of 90% or more, which is very, close to normal, but that might not show on the lab. And I think it's more awareness both for the medical community as well as the patients to ask, hey, what is the percentage of my kidney function? You know, my family members had kidney disease, they were on dialysis. Can you tell me and be more proactive in their care in that way?
37 million Americans. That's a staggering amount. And I can tell you, doctor, that, I don't recall as many dialysis facilities when I was a younger man as there are today. So something is certainly happening.
Right. People, we have better technology, better medical interventions to help people stay alive. You know, for instance, some of the valve repairs used to be open heart surgery, and now they can just go through your arm in a sense, right? So I think the technology has really improved in keeping everyone alive longer. We have many more drugs, many more things that we didn't have 20, 30 years ago that help folks live longer. But in part, in living longer, now that you live longer, you kind of unfortunately have other things as you get older. Kidney function, on average, you lose 7-8% of your kidney function after the age of 45, 50 years old every 10 years. Add on to that the two most common causes, which is diabetes and hypertension. And if those two are poorly controlled, obviously the disease progresses. So when you mention screening, the really important part about screening is early diagnosis, early intervention, and preventing that progression of disease. And if it's something reversible, you know, like an obstruction or a kidney stone, to get that fixed. And, you know, again, two most common causes, hypertension, diabetes, getting that under really good control to prevent the progression of the disease is so important.
So if you're just joining us, my guests are Dr. Thomas Beege and Nurse Morgan Miller of Frater. They are going to be a part of Thankful Hearts Healthy Starts Health Fair, which is going to be taking place tomorrow here in Milwaukee, and it's going to take place at the Silver Spring Neighborhood Center. So, Dr. Beege, I don't have you long, so I'm going to keep firing questions at you. So when, when we're talking about the kidney function and you talking about the increase in diabetes and all of these other things that play a major role in, people having, you know, to lose their kidneys and to be on dialysis, you talk about prevention from the perspective of early screening. What can we do to prevent and make sure that we do all that we can to make sure that our kidneys continue to function properly?
Number one is awareness, right? It is always scary to go to the primary care doctor to get your lab checked. It's always scary, right? You always don't want to find something that you don't know. But we have to get our head out of the sand to check, and that way you can make early intervention, right? So number one, screening for hypertension and diabetes, right? And then getting those under control, or whatever issues that you might have, to get them under control, right? And then the other part is a healthy diet, really watching what you eat, you know, maybe eating more plants than necessarily animal protein, for instance, watching the salt in your diet, reading food labels and taking interest in that, those types of things. And of course, an active lifestyle, right? So making sure that you do walk, you do some exercise, and that you try to stay as active as possible. Those really are some of the key things. And then avoiding anything that might be toxic to your kidneys, or making sure you drink enough water. And then if you do have a health problem, always being constant about like checking, hey, do I need to worry about anything else going on? Is my kidney function okay? So I think, but if you were to sum it up, the biggest thing in our community, in the United States really, is watching what you eat and exercise and watching your weight. If you can control some of those things, that goes a long way to helping you in general, as well as, of course, kidney disease.
So my nationality is, I'm a man of color. Is it true? Is it true that nationality plays a role in kidney disease?
So it's more your background per se. So you know, race is more of a social construct than a biological one, right? So recently, we actually removed race from our equation to calculate the kidney function, which has helped a lot of folks get more time to get a transplant. Now, however, if you're from certain parts of Africa, if your ancestors are from that part of Africa, you have some genetic predisposition, which we can check for kidney disease. So it depends on your heritage a bit more. But yes, there is some association with your history in that, with your ethnic background in that way.
We talked a little bit. So screening, if someone winds up at the event on tomorrow, what is the process? I mean, what do you need to do? What do you need to bring along with you in order to get screened? What's the cost?
You can always bring. there is no cost. It is free. And so you come in, you'll do a health questionnaire. You fill that out. And you can fill it out as best you can. And then you move through the process. So that includes getting your weight checked, your height checked for your what we call body mass index, looking at that. It can be checking your urine for protein in the urine, which is an early sign of kidney disease, and as well as talking to different providers, including a kidney specialist. It could be a physician or it'll be me, or an advanced practitioner and such, and getting advice on how to move forward and some of these more specifics to the patient or to the person. So for instance, if someone comes through and they have hypertension, they can ask me about the drugs they're on and what it does and how it works, what are the side effects. So really just trying to remove that veil of like, hey, we're all in this together. We really want you to live as long as possible. And really the best thing is that you never have to see a kidney doctor. That's the success in preventative care, right? To never have to come and see me. So that, or needing a transplant or being on dialysis.
So what does kidney screening entail?
So it's just the only invasive part about it at the screening at the tomorrow will be, or not really invasive, is giving a sample of urine. That's it. And then you'll get your weight and your height checked. And there's no blood draw, to my knowledge. And then you'll come and then you'll discuss it with the provider. If there is an issue, let's say somebody is concerned, then either they already have a primary care physician and I'll help coach them to what questions to ask or what to say when they see them. If they do not have a healthcare provider, there's lots of resources that we will give them to find that primary care that they need, whether it be a free clinic or a clinic that can help them get seen and tested further and more specific counseling to them.
So let's say you test it tomorrow, things come back negative. Mm-hmm. How soon will you find out, and what would be the process after that?
Immediately. So we get the urine sample results immediately. Obviously, you're checking your weight and stuff, so everything is very immediate there. So by the time they sit down with the physician at the end, all these results already have occurred. The healthcare questionnaire is done. So, and then the next steps is if they need to see their provider, we help them schedule it. And then we give them the resources and the counselors to reach out to a clinic if that's what they need to go to. But we can tell them like, hey, you're doing well. We also check their blood pressure. So you're doing well. You're doing great. You know, just keep things as they're going or what to change.
Thank you very much, doctor. I'll see you on tomorrow. I'll be there.
Wonderful. Thanks. Look forward to seeing you.
All right. Thank you. Up next, Nurse Morgan Miller. We're going to discuss why it's important to know your cholesterol, blood pressure, and blood sugar numbers on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have, you plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the news staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And we are joined by the outreach specialist for Frederick Hospital. And this is none other than Nurse Morgan Miller. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, Earl. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Tell us a little bit about the health fair that's going to be taking place tomorrow.
Absolutely. So Thankful Hearts Healthy Starts is a partnership with Silver Spring Neighborhood Center and the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin, where we wanted to bring as many resources to the community as we possibly could under one roof. So many times we find that there are tons of barriers to gaining access to healthcare, and we wanted to break down as many of those barriers as we could.
You know, I talked a little bit about the break, and I was talking about blood pressure, high blood pressure, blood sugar, numbers that really, unfortunately, really impact the Black community. And unbelievable numbers. Why? Why do you think that's such an issue? I mean, it is with everybody. It's not germane to people of color, but really it impacts and affects our community more.
Yes. So due to, like I mentioned before, the barriers that people face in communities of color, sometimes there could be transportation, there could be lack of insurance or underinsured, no access to like healthy foods and healthy ways of life. Just so many barriers in that sense. Because they're there and because they exist, we tend to see that the numbers for hypertension and diabetes are driven, and heart disease are driven upwards. And so that is why the health fair is taking place, because we want to see those numbers trend back downward.
You know, you talked about, it's still pretty amazing to me as somebody who's always had a healthcare professional, since I was, 18 years old. I'm sure my parents made sure that I saw a doctor prior to that. But as an adult, I've always had a primary care physician throughout my entire life. And so it's still pretty amazing to me when I hear people who basically have, you know, adults who've never seen a doctor.
Agreed. It is amazing. It's shocking, but it's also
heartbreaking.
The fact that there are times where many people that falls to the very bottom of the barrel when you're worried about your job security or your children or just different family things going on, housing. When you have all of these other things on your mind, taking care of yourself sometimes falls to the very bottom.
You know, you're taking care. We're so concerned about taking care of others and planning for the future of our children and our grandchildren. And, you know, and then we come, so, unfortunately, far too many times, you know, we don't think about ourselves. But if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of the others that we love. Is it safe to say that?
It is very safe to say that, Mr. Earl. There are times where, you know, when you get on the airplane and they tell you to, if there's anything happens, apply your oxygen mask first before you put it on to help someone else. Because that is that's true. You cannot take care of your others if you're not taking care of yourself. And so that is one of the driving forces in my day-to-day work. I always tell people, you know, you have to be okay. Because if you're looking to be there for people, in order to be there, you have to be healthy and you have to show up the best way you can.
You know, if people are just joining us, I'm joined by Ms. Morgan Miller. She is a community outreach nurse of Frederick Hospital, and she is on because we're talking about an event that's taking place tomorrow here in Milwaukee. And where is that going to be at again? And what's the name of it?
Thankful Hearts Healthy Starts Health Fair will be at Silver Spring Neighborhood Center tomorrow from 12 to 4 p.m.
So, Nurse Morgan, I think there are times that we don't really understand the connection between the heart, the kidneys, heart, and the liver. And so one could be impacted, but all three of those functions kind of work interchangeably. If your heart is in a bad way, you know, does it often mean that, you know, your liver and your kidneys and those other things may follow suit, or if it's the other way around?
Absolutely. So what you will see is if one organ is under a lot of stress, if they're putting more, if the organ has to work harder, those other areas are typically picking up the slack, or they're feeling the strain as well, whether it be the heart having a hard time pumping blood throughout your body. If that is the case, then you'll see your kidneys will also be working a bit harder because they're trying to filter in as much as it possibly can, but it can only filter in what the heart is able to get to it. And so then you'll see the liver kind of trying to work its way out there. But it is most definitely true that if one is affected, pretty much all of them could be affected.
All right. My guest, Morgan Miller, she's a registered nurse and community outreach nurse for Frederick Hospital. She's here to talk about the Thankful Hearts Healthy Starts Health Fair that's taking place tomorrow in the city of Milwaukee. And it's a Motown Monday. On the other side, what is the importance and why is it so important to have a primary care provider on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show?
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A legislative study committee is looking into new ways to manage the sandhill crane population. The committee is considering a bill that would direct the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to hold a sandhill crane hunt and begin establishing a reimbursement or rebate program for farmers whose crops have been damaged by the birds. Conservationists say lawmakers should not authorize a hunt until a new management plan is put in place. Under state law, farmers cannot get payment for crop damage unless there is an authorized hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has announced that Wisconsin ranked first in the country for collecting unwanted medications on Drug Take Back Weekend. According to a press release, over 55,000 pounds of unused or unwanted medications were collected this fall, with Texas ranking second with over 48,000 pounds. In total, Wisconsin ranks third for most pounds of medication collected all time, with just over 1.3 million pounds. Officials are also reminding residents that there are over 500 permanent drug disposal boxes across the state. The New Day Advocacy Center in Ashland is running a fundraiser to maintain their operations following a significant loss in funding. Organization officials say they've been forced to cut two full-time and two part-time positions after losing around $300,000 in funding. The organization is looking to raise $20,000 through the fundraiser over the next few weeks. The funding had come from the Victims of Crime Act, but that funding was cut across the state from about $40 million to about $13 million. If you've ever felt nervous about meeting up with someone from an internet marketplace, the St. Louis County Sheriff's Office and Duluth Police Department have you covered. The law enforcement agencies have established a safe exchange space for people to pick up items they've purchased online at the Joint Public Safety Building on North Arlington Avenue. The space in the parking lot is marked with yellow paint and is under constant video surveillance. Officials say parents can also use this space for child custody exchanges if necessary. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. There's been lots of talk in the news lately about celebrity biopics. Some that make you go, really? Mariah Carey, however, has a great bio with many elements that would make an interesting drama. She had a toxic marriage to a record producer, has the most popular modern Christmas song ever, is loaded with grit and resilience, and seems to value privacy, unlike some other pop icons. Most importantly, when it comes to her career, she holds the record for the solo artist with the most number one hits on the Billboard Hot 100. That's right, folks. She's got more number one hits than Elvis. Director Lee Daniels hinted at the possible film on social media, which would be based on the 2020 book about Carey titled The Meaning of Mariah Carey. Staying in the world of biopics, Boyz II Men is also working on a film about their 30-year career. The influential R&B group with hits like It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday and End of the Road are four-time Grammy winners. There is no release date at this time. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with rain developing later today, and there could be some heavy rain with a half inch to an inch of rain possible late today, tonight, into early tomorrow. Our high today, 53, will drop into the mid-40s tonight. Rain ending, windy tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll be joined by President of the Union, Reed Galen, also a founder of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
What's that?
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. My guest is Nurse Morgan Miller. She's an RN, community outreach nurse at Frederick Hospital here in Milwaukee. And they are having a wonderful and much-needed event on tomorrow. It is the Thankful Heart Healthy Starts Health Fair, and it aims to get as many resources as possible under one roof to help eliminate barriers to health care. Now, our phone lines are open at 855-752-4842. You know, Nurse Miller, we're heard across the state of Wisconsin, and so many people who are listening to us right now are in rural areas of this state who don't have access to, you know, maybe being able to come to this fair. But it's just as crucial and important for people all over the state as it is for all over the world to be able to have these types of screenings. What would you suggest to people who are outside of our, you know, the area of where this event is going to take place tomorrow, and how important it is as well for them to get screening?
Absolutely. So there are so many, the barriers that exist within the city still exist in rural areas as well. And so one of the, while I can't speak to specific resources across the state, I can say that local health departments are awesome resources in order to, you know, find a way to different avenues of care. Federally qualified health centers are, they predominantly focus on like sliding fee scales, and they're trying to make sure that everybody that walks through those doors leaves with some level of care. They don't want to exclude anyone. And so those are areas that it may be a private doctor's office, but those are areas that will see anyone and everyone, and they have a great standard of care as well.
You know, you talked about sliding scales. You know, people who don't have doctors, it's not an easy thing to do, to especially because there's never enough doctors to go around. And so what is the process? I don't have a doctor, and I'm finding out that I need to find one. I don't have insurance. What can be done? Excuse me, because there's so many Americans who fall in that criteria.
Yes, there is. And so my typical recommendation would be to sit down with someone who is able to see what you do have to work with and go from there. So if you don't have insurance, if you have insurance, it's easy to just call them up and say, hey, I need a list of providers within 5 to 10 miles of me. And you can go from there. If there's no insurance and you're saying, well, that knocks that off the board. Well, the federally qualified health centers, those are excellent starting points because there are social workers and people there who can connect you with resources like seeing if you're even qualified for like a Medicaid or Medicare or outside insurance help, where they can even help you navigate the marketplace to sign up for insurance. And if insurance is just not in your stars at all, like I said, there are sliding scale fees, but they're able to work with you around those as much as possible. You'd be surprised what a lot of those providers can give.
You know, I have four doctors, and mm-hmm. and so my primary doctor, I have a cardiologist. I have a doctor that deals with, I had my thyroid removed. So I forgot what kind of doctor you call that. What is?
Endocrinologist.
And the other one, I forgot, a hemo, because I have my hemoglobin is not, what'd you call it?
A hematologist.
So I have four doctors. And it's pretty amazing because when I was young, I didn't have four doctors. But again, I'm 70 years old, and so, you know, I have four doctors. And I go to them regularly. And so it starts with the primary specialist. I mean, is that how it starts, or do you just go to these, you know, different doctors without having one primary doctor?
So your primary care provider is the one who can give you those referrals out to those separate individuals. And you may find that, okay, I saw my primary care provider, they ran some tests, some labs, and then now they're going to tell me, I need you to go to this doctor because they specialize in this area. It's hard to get to a specialist before seeing a primary care provider, just because you don't know who to ask for, and they don't know what you're coming in with. But at least when you have that primary care provider, some groundwork has been done, and they can lead you to the right direction.
You know, I've lived long enough to have seen the changes in the way all of this works. And I remember when I was a younger man, and I would go to my primary doctor, and they would have a case information on me, and they would write it down, and it would be in a manila folder, and they would put it up above things in alphabetical order. It was a tedious process, but I've lived long enough now to see the technology and how all your record is interconnected to all of your different doctors. And when you walk into a place, I don't care if it's an emergency or whatever it is, they've got all of your history. Let's talk about how the improvement in technology has really made a major difference in keeping people's health.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. So going into those different areas where, okay, I don't know anybody here, but when they pull up your chart and they can see, okay, this is your provider, this is when you last saw them, this is what your concerns were, it gives you a bit of a peace of mind, but it's you should aim to try to keep your cares within the same network. So like if you're coming through Frater, or if you're whatever hospital system you're going through, it's easier to stay within the same hospital system. That way you can, they certainly won't miss any blurbs. All of your information will be able to be seen by any provider within that health system.
So you're a community outreach nurse. And so there are people like you all over. So what's your real purpose? Why is there such a thing as a community outreach nurse?
So my purpose is to get people in to see those, to take preventative action. Now there are times where I'm out in the community and I'm providing screenings for hypertension or diabetes. And we might find, hey, I'm already diagnosed, which is fine. But then I serve as a reminder to say, get back into your provider, make sure you're following up, make sure you're taking your medications as needed, or as prescribed. I am there to remind people that you don't have to end up in an emergency room. You can do something about what you're feeling and what you're experiencing in your body today. And that would be to set up care with a primary care provider.
So in the last few minutes that we have together, you know, this event is going to be taking place on tomorrow. You got a celebrity that is going to be appearing, and a guy who plays for the Milwaukee Bucks, Bobby Portis.
Yes, we do. And we are very excited to have Bobby Portis alongside us, championing this work around primary care prevention and taking care of yourself. We're very excited to have him over the moon.
So what about loved ones? I mean, you know, it's one thing to take care of yourself, but we have loved ones who we need to, you know, light a match under, right? I mean, that we need to, mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, mom, hey, dad, when is the last time you had this done, right? Or moms and dads whose children are grown, hey, go in, go get this done. I mean, it requires a community. Is it safe to say that?
it is safe to say that we, so many times I see in the community when I'm out and about, there may be a duo of a mom and a daughter, or a son and a father, or a mother and a son. And while the mother may be more willing to stop by the table and be screened, there's always a bunch of apprehension with the younger individual. But with a little bit of encouragement, they eventually come over. And it's important for us to hold each other up and to just tell each other, hey, I need you here and you need me here. So how about we both do our part and make sure that we're caring for ourselves?
So knowing the family history, and you know, we don't know, you know, grandma may have died early, grandpa died early, uncles and aunts. And, you know, you don't find out until later on that many of them had heart disease, or they had high blood pressure, or they had had diabetes and all these different things. How critically important is it to know the history of your family?
If you know the history of your family, you know what to look out for. You're more prone to pay attention to warning signs that your body is giving you. We know that we're able to look over aches and pains and wounds for quite some time. If they are, what do they say? If it doesn't kill me, it makes me stronger. Well, in healthcare, that isn't necessarily true. We don't want to ignore what is ailing us. And so if you're able to know your family history, which isn't a privilege for everyone, right? But if you are able to know, it's important to ask those questions. And while we're about to approach on the holidays, it's a good time to just ask around, like, hey, what, ask about your family history, ask about, I mean, it could be a very fruitful conversation and you'll learn more than you probably would like, but so, it's important to know.
So Nurse Miller, I want to thank you very much. It's been a pleasure and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow. I'll be there.
Thank you so much, Earl. Looking forward to having you.
All right. Thank you very much. I'll tell you something. You know, there are things that we talk about and that we kid about, and I kid about, and, you know, we've been talking politics for some time. But, you know, to take a hiatus from that for a moment to talk about something that's more important than all of that, and that's your own health. You know, nothing more important than that. You can't do for others if you can't take care of yourself and make sure that you're here. So, as I stated earlier, there's a new segment that we're going to be kicking off in this next segment. And that's going to be the Politrickster of the day. Every day that I'm on, we're going to have a different Politrickster. And I picked this guy out, and it's kind of surprising, but stay tuned for Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point. And they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Looking out on the morning rain, thank you. I used to feel so uninspired, and when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, but you're the key to my peace of mind. Because you make me feel.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And yes, the politrickster of the day. And so every day from this point forward, I'm going to pick someone out, unless you yourself have identified somebody that you think we should highlight. You know, Calvin, if somebody wanted to text, a person that they think we should, you know, nominate for the politrickster of the day, how can they get in touch with us?
Yeah, I will look into getting an email set up specifically for the Earl Ingram Show, but for right now, you can text at the normal call-in number, or you can also download the Civic Media app and text us through there.
So this may surprise you. You may have been expecting me to nominate the first politrickster of the year and that person be a Republican. But as I went through some different names and some things in preparing to nominate the initial politrickster of the day, I couldn't help but select this one because he surprised me. But if you really have heard him and listened to him, you wouldn't be surprised. And it's none other than Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman. Now, why would I select John Fetterman to be the politrickster of the day? And it has everything to do with the fact that John Fetterman is, he's actually blowing up his fellow Democratic senators and congresspeople and telling them to chill. chill. Why are we getting so upset about Donald Trump being president? He hasn't even been elected yet. Give him a chance. What? Senator Fetterman, give him a chance. I wonder if Senator Fetterman is aware of Project 2025. You know, the thing about Senator Fetterman is when he was going through, the difficulties that he faced, when he was being attacked by Republicans and conservatives who didn't want him to get a seat. And when he was going through some heavy physical and mental issues, it was the Democrats who came to his rescue. Democrats who spoke up on his behalf. You know, I know he's always kind of acted in an independent manner, you know, but he's, you know, he is a member of the Democratic Party. If he wanted to be an independent, then he should have been that. But for heaven's sakes, give him a chance. We already know what he's going to do. And so I wonder who he's catering to. Give him a chance. Senator Fetterman, you really have to chill out. And you're going to have to be more discerning or discriminating on what's going to freak you out. And what's just trolling, he added. Because it's not the weather. It's not the climate. It's now for the next 4 years. Fetterman's comments come as Trump has rolled out a bevy of cabinet and other administrative appointments this week, with some of them drawing shock across Washington. He picked former Representative Matt Gaetz to be his attorney general. Former Hawaii River, Tulsi guy, on and on and on. And so for Senator Fetterman to say, wait, you know, he's not even the president yet. Basically, let's give him a chance. I say this to you, Senator Fetterman, with all due respect. You are now officially in the archives of the Earl Ingram Show's first politrickster of the day. I, you know, can't believe that you said that. But I think as time goes on and as we continue this segment, this will fade too. But right now, the number one politrickster of the day and in archival history, John Fetterman, the senator of Pennsylvania, on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Dom Salvia.
Next time, John Nichols from The Nation and the Cap Times. We'll talk about John Thune, the Senate Majority Leader, and his relationship to Trump. Plus, Jesse Waters says RFK Jr. is going to make it sexy like the 90s. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
M&M Bar in Glenwood City is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom and freedom worldwide. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return, and we honor those who've given their lives fighting terrorism. They're America's true heroes. This from M&M Bar in Glenwood City. Wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women, thanking them for their sacrifices.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.